Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began over 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 29th day of the month of Nisan. Today is the 14th day of the Omer, and tonight is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Today's program is sponsored in memory of Moshe Yosef ben Avraham and Miriam Bas Avraham. Today is actually Moshe's yahrzeit. Just got off the phone with our generous sponsor, who chooses first to be anonymous. They're actually at the Beis Olam. They're at the cemetery listening to this program right here and now. And I want to thank them for their generosity and may the neshama for both, in particular Moshe, whose yahrzeit is today. Both of their neshamas have an aliyah. And again, thank you for your continued support and generosity of the program. Please continue to dive in for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can sign up for anytime by going to ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim call to subscribe. But please include the 3 children we've been davening for the past several weeks and months. Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. May each of them have a speedy Refuah Shalema, and may whatever it is, for whatever purpose, whatever reason we're on this call, may all of our philos, may all of our prayers be answered, the tova, for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoel Schreier of the East Hill Synagogue in Englewood, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Schreier slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. And Rabbi Schreier will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schreier.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's a tremendous honor and you'll be sharing words of chizuk on this call. I always find it to be so impressive and just so inspiring that every day people come at 1 p.m. to join this call to try to daven and gain chizuk. It's something which is truly, truly remarkable. This morning, my brother-in-law sent me a video. He sent me a video of the soldiers getting ready to enter Rafah. And when I was watching the video, I was just so inspired. I assume many people at this point probably have seen the clip where all of the people who are about to go into Rafah, they join in a circle and they start saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elohinu, Hashem Echad, and then they start saying Ana Hashem Hoshiana, followed by blowing the shofar, just showing that this is clearly from Hashem. Hashem is the one who's going to hopefully help them in this battle, and obviously we daven for a speedy victory for the hostages to be freed. And all those who need a refuah shalema should be healed very quickly in Hirth Hashem. And just watching this video reminded me of a powerful idea that I saw in one of the Haggadahs that I was reading over Pesach. Pesach, not too long ago, we find ourselves in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer. And over Pesach, when I was reading this Haggadah, they quoted the idea from the Kedushas Levi, of Levi Yitzchak Mibardisha, who asked a very important question, and that is, why do we call the holiday of Pesach, Pesach? We call it the holiday of Pesach. We say, how is your Pesach? Where are you going to be for Pesach? Yet, when Hashem calls the holiday of Pesach, the Torah does not call it Chag HaPesach. Rather, it uses the words Chag HaMasot. And the Kedushas Levi asks, why do we use the change? Why don't we stay consistent? Why do the Jewish people call it Chag HaPesach? Yet, The Torah, Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzot. And the Kedushas Levi points out so beautifully that why are we calling it, why are the Jewish people calling it Chag HaPesach? Referring to the Pasuk Asher Pasach Abatei B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Jewish people. He skipped over our houses. They put the blood on the doorpost, and Hashem saved us, and he struck only the Mitzrayim. So we call out to Hashem, we say, wow, Chag HaPesach, Hashem, thank you so much for skipping over our houses and ultimately saving us. Yet, why does Hashem call it Chag HaMatzot? The Kedushas that the lady points out is because Hashem wants to focus and point out that the Jewish people were told they're going to be leaving Mitzrayim. And what did they take with them? They just took the matzos with them. They didn't know when their next meal was going to be. They didn't know what was going to be, but they had complete faith in Hashem. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzot to commemorate the fact that look at the Jewish people. Look what they do. They had full emunah and bitachon in me that they didn't know what was going to be, yet they still bring the matzos with them and they continue to go. Chag HaMatzot, while we call it Chag HaPesach, to commemorate the fact that Hashem saved us. And the Kedushas is similar to the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav. The Gemara Brachos has a conversation as to what is in Hashem's tefillin. The Gemara tells us that Hashem wears tefillin. And a person can be wondering to themselves, what in the world is going to be written in Hashem's tefillin? We know in our tefillin, you write, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elohinu Hashem Echad. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? And the Gemara tells us, it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. How amazing are the Jewish people? Kedushas Levi mentions, he says, you see from here that what do we focus on? We focus on our relationship with Hashem, of how grateful we are that Hashem saved us, Hashem saves us, he protects us, he's the one and the only. What does Hashem focus on? How amazing are the Jewish people? I am so lucky. And I found this to be such a powerful idea. As we leave Pesach, we leave all that between Adam Lamakum, our love for Hashem, Hashem protects us. We might be in very challenging times, but we know that we think about Hashem, we daven out to Hashem. We might be going out to the big battle in Rafa, whatever it is. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Hashem says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. How amazing are the Jewish people? And to take it one step further, you look at the holiday of Shavuot. We are getting ready for the holiday of Shavuot. We're counting down. And also, it's very unique of how we call the holiday of Shavuot. What do we call it? We call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Commemorating the fact, getting ready for the fact that we accepted the Torah. We got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does Hashem call it? Hashem calls it Chag HaBikurim, reminding Hashem of the first fruits, of how amazing the Jewish people are. They work very hard. They work very hard. They get their fruits and everything. But the first thing that they do, they bring their fruits to me in Yerushalayim. And Hashem is focusing on the love of the Jewish people. We're focusing on the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I found that just to be such a powerful idea, to gain chizuk from this amazing Kedushas Levi. That on the one hand, Pesach, what do we call it? Chag HaPesach. Commemorate the fact that Hashem saved us and Hashem focuses on what we did. Who is the same exact message, the same exact theme that we focus on Hashem giving us the Torah while Hashem focuses on what we do. Chag HaBikurim. What an amazing people I have. They're going to bring their first fruits to me. I am so lucky. And I thought maybe we could try to, suggest for today as we try to leave with some chizuk and some inspiration for the challenging times that we are in. That we have Pesach, which is all about being Adam Lemakum, our relationship with the Almighty, with Hashem. And Shavuot, also, all about our relationship with Hashem. We mentioned these two ideas of being Adam Lemakum, the bookend, being Adam Lemakum. Maybe our Avodah right now is as we find ourselves in the days of Sfiras HaOmim, the days where we mention the Gemara in Yevamos, that Rabbi Akiva's student, that they had passed away, Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zelazet, did not show the proper kavod to one another. Our avoda during this time is to be working on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and you don't even have to look too far. In this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us, V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, that we should love our fellow friend like ourselves. And Rabbi Akiva says, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. This is the Klal Gadol of a Torah. It's a foundational, fundamental idea that we have to show kavod to one another. So Be'ezrat Hashem, as we are going from Pesach to Shavuot, the bookends of Bein Adam L'Makom, we can remind ourselves and try to be mischazik ourselves that we have to work on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, whether it be calling a friend, reaching out to someone we haven't spoken to in a while. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we will be doing that. We'll get ourselves ready for Shavuot. We'll make ourselves the best people we can be going in to the very special holiday of Zman Matan Torah Seinu versus Chag HaBikurim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it. And as Rav Nachtali mentioned before, tomorrow being Rosh Chodesh Iyar, as I'll explain, I saw a few mafarshim point out that what does the month Iyar stand for? You take the letters Aleph, Yud, Yud, Resh. You get Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. So I drop Hashem this month to be a month of a speedy victory for all of Kla Yisrael, for all the soldiers going out there. The hostages should be freed. And then drop Hashem, all those who need a Rafua Shalem, Hashem Rofecha should be healed very, very quickly, Emir Hashem. We will now continue with the Tehillim. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Naseya Mizmor Le David. Yancha Adonai, Biyom Sara Yizkavecha, Im Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach, Ezredesh, Umitziyon Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'lasecha Yidashin Estela, Yitein Lecha, Hilalavecha, V'chlasecha Yimalei, Nirnanav Yeshua Sefa, Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho Bikuros, Yesha Yimino, Ele Varechev, Ve'ele Basusim, Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, Hema karu v'nafalu, Va'anachnu kanu v'anisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech ya'aneinu, Biyom kareinu. Next one is Tehillim Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar, Binostesha, Yarbi Saini, Almei Menuchas Inaleini, Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini, Vimagli Sedek Leman Shemo, Gam Yelech Begay Salmoves, Lo Yirara Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha Umisan Techa, Heima Yinachamu, Karuch, Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Torerai, Yishanta Vashem En Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Achtov, Vachesed, Yirzefuni, Koyimei Chayai, Vishafti Beveis Adonai, Liorech Yamin. Chuskov Aleph, 121. Here Lamalos, Esta inai el harim, me'ayin yavo esri, esri me'im adunai, osei shamayim varet, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, inei lo yanum velo yishan, domer yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzolcha, Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'Areyach Balayla, Adonai Yishmercha Mikora, Yishmor Et Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tizcha Ubolecha, Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Kir HaMalos, Mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shema bekoli, tiyena oznecha kashuvos bekol tachanunai, im avonos tishmorya Adonai miyamor, im chasicha leman tivorei, kivisi Adonai kivta nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti, Nafshi Adonai Nishomrim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Yim Adonai Yachesed, Veharbeim Ofedus, Hu Yitzek Yisrael, Mikol Avon Nosav, Kof Mem B, 142. Maskil Ledavid, Yosav Amarat Tefillah, Holi El Adonai Azak, Holi El Adonai Espanan, Espok Lefanav Tichi Tarasi, Lefanav Agir, Besateip Alai Ruchi, Yataya Data Nisivasiv Orachzu Alech Tamnu Fahli Habet Yamin Hey the Ain Limakir Avad Manos Nineni Ain Doresh Linashi Zakti Elecha Elecha She Adonai Amarti Atamasi Chelki Be'eretz Hachayim Akshiva El Minasi Idalosima Orasileni Meradva Hiamtu Mimeni Hotia Mimasker Nafshi Lodos Eshemecha Bi Yachtiru Tadikim Ki Tigmol Alai. Now we recite Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanasunim Batsara Vashivya Haomdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayavasha Amachom Yirachem Aleyem Yotie Misara Lerachal Meafela Laura Umeshiva Leuga Leut Legula Hashta Bagalavizman Karid Vinomar Amin. We will now recite the Mishaberach Lechailoi Sahal, the prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avusenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, who Yibarech as Chalei Tzvah and all Yisrael, the Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, HaOmdim HaMeshmar Arteinu Barei Elohim Nikvul HaLvanon, Yad Midbar HaYam HaGadol HaAdlevo HaRava V'chol Makom Shehen Bayavasha VaAvir VaYam Yitain Adonai Es Oyvenu HaKamim Aleinu Negafim Lepneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Yatzil Es Chaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka Mikol Negel Machlov Yishlach Bracha V'Aspacha V'chol Maaseh Yedehem Yad Ber Sonenu Tachem Vitarim Bekater Yeshua Vatar Tzachon Vukayem Bahem Hakasuf Ki Adonai Eloheichem Haolechim Lachem Lilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem Loshia Eschem Vinomar Amen. Mishaberach Lishvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Be'aruch David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech V'yishmor V'yintzor Et Nedrei Tzva Hagana V'yisrael Ushvuya Ves kol achinu hanesunim batzoro vashivya ba'abur shekol hakol hakadosh hazeh mispalel ba'aburam HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem Yotiyeh mechoshech mitzalmabe Umos roseyem yinatek umitzukoseyhem yoshiyem Yishveim mehira lechek mibishpokoseyhem Yodu adonai chazdo v'nefosav lifnei adam Vukayem bahem mikra shekasuv Ufiduyei adonai yishivun Uva'u tzion birina V'simchas olam arosham, tafton v'simcha yastigu, v'naftu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amin. We will make a Mishaberach l'cholim. Prayer for the sick. Mishaberach avosenu. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo v'Yivarech v'Yirapei et ha'cholim. Bizharzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Lehem Lachimam HaFotam HaChazikam LachYosam Yishlach Lehem Mehei Rafua Shleimin HaShemayim L'chol Ibeireyem L'chol Gideim B'Tzolch Sharach HaYisrael Rafua HaNefesh Rafua HaGok Hashka Bagala U'Bizman Karib B'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Rabbi Shreyer, look forward to having you back in the year, especially please God, in the near future. We're in tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Kodesh Tov.